That's King Biscuit Boy. Mean Old Lady. Before that, we heard two songs by Van Morrison from the album It's Too Late to Stop Now. Help Me and Ain't Nothing You Can Do. It's 4:26. Skies are sunny. Pretty good day. 77 degrees is the most recent temperature we received at 4 o'clock. It's a little bit warmer than that in the sun. 26 past 4 o'clock. Here are a couple things. If you have an idea that you'd like to express, you can speak out on KQ. Speak Out is a new feature on KQ that gives you a chance to express yourself about anything and everything, sort of like citizen editorials. All you have to do is send your message of about 100 words or a minute, roughly, to Speak Out, KQRS, 917 North Lilac Drive, Golden Valley. Include your name, address, and phone number. If you'd like to be heard on KQ, send your message to Speak Out, KQRS, 917 North Lilac Drive, Golden Valley.
Gustolon. Come around to Schlitz.
Schlitz, Milwaukee and the world.
Where to go to have a real great time? The Crystal Miss Nightclub. That's right, the Crystal Miss Nightclub. The greatest place for drinking and dancing in the Twin Cities. Here's what's happening there right now. Gangbusters performs nightly. For specials, on Tuesday night, it's two of your favorite drinks for the price of one. On Wednesday night, starting this Wednesday, they're bringing in Gypsy, hot off the concert circuit. Wednesday nights with Gypsy and the Crystal Mist will certainly be a great adventure you just can't miss. Thursdays are drink and sink night. After a small cover charge, drinks are sold for 10 and 20 cents. Come on out on Thursday and save money. Something new, Pinocchio is here. He just opened up a beautiful new pizza parlor. Pinocchio makes really fine pizzas, serving till 2 a.m. on weekdays and 3 a.m. Fridays and Saturdays. It's all at the Maplewood Bowl, Frost and English, St. Paul. See you there tonight.
And this is Gypsy's last week at the Maplewood Bowl. That's Ronnie Lane. Used to be with a group called Faces. The song's called How Come. Pre-recorded, here's Randy with some events going on around town tonight.
Hello, there are a number of fun things going on today and tonight around the Twin Cities. First of all, a couple of things happening outside. The Savino Ballet will present an evening of dance tonight from 8 o'clock to 9:40 at the Lake Harriet Bandstand, and that's free and open to everyone. In theater, The Importance of Being Earnest will be at 8 o'clock at the University Theater. On the University of Minnesota Showboat. Super Bard, you'll never see this at the Guthrie, will be at 8 at Dudley Riggs' Brave New Workshop. Storms and McGraw will appear at 9 at the New Riverside Cafe, 329 Cedar is their address. And blues singer Spider John Kerner will be doing a welcome home concert tonight, the first summer blues concert at the U of M, and that'll be at 8 o'clock on the Northrop Plaza, and that's free. That should be really fun. In films, as part of the Femme Fatale series, The Scarlet Empress will be shown at 8 tonight in the auditorium of the Walker Arts Center, and also Oliver will be shown at 7:30 at Joan of Arc Auditorium at the College of St. Catharines in St. Paul. There's a couple of motorcycling safety seminars going on, and tonight, the one will be at 6 o'clock, and that's for St. Paul. It's at the St. Paul Vocational Technical Institute Auditorium, 235 Marshall. There's also a couple tomorrow, which we'll tell you about tomorrow. And I really guess that's about it. That's what's going on around town for today. It's Tuesday. Pretty nice day to get out and do something. This show's on twice daily to let you know what's going on in our community.
Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes. Yes, please, no.
Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. That's Joe Cocker. Before that, the song Revelation by Murray McLaughlin. This is KQRS, temp is 77, and outside, and the sun's probably about 80 degrees or so. It's 17, 18 minutes away from 5 o'clock. Skies are sunny, less than a 10% chance of rain for the next day or two, and tomorrow's high should be in the mid-80s.
Good friends, good times, and grain belt beer. The best things in life are here. The old friends are the best friends to always have near. And grain belt is one good friend of a beer. Good friends, good times, and grain belt beer. The best things in life are here.
Grain belt beer. Brewed from perfect brewing water. Water from diamond wells deep inside the earth. That's what makes Grain Belt the premium beer.
Good friends, good times, and Grain Belt beer. The best things in life are here.
AMC. 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 If you want.
See your AMC dealers, the economy experts, right now, because they've got the lowest list price of any car built in America. That's right, the sporty little Gremlin has the lowest list price of any car built in America. And it comes with an economical 6 standard and a big 21-gallon tank, so the Gremlin goes a long way between fill-ups. And now you get a special deal on factory air. It lists for just $222. That's right, just $222. Yes, the car with the lowest list price also has the lowest list price on factory air. Hurry if you want to save on a Gremlin with factory air. Supplies are limited.
He's a big star. On the side of his car, there's an oval of red, white, and blue. Eddie's the name, part of his fame. STP is the racer's edge. Daytona to Richmond, he's won all the big ones. At NASCAR they call him the king. Eddie's the name, part of his fame. STP is the racer's edge.
To me, there's no greater feeling than ruined by a checkered flag. But at speeds like 180 miles an hour, you got to be more than a good driver. The engine's got to hold up. That's why I run on STP oil treatment and STP double oil filter. I like to finish what I start. Try them in your family car.
STP is the racer's edge.
Have you forgotten that the Bronco Bar was the originator of two-bit beer night? Well, the Bronco hasn't either, and once again, they're offering this summer two-bit beer on Wednesday night. The Bronco expects to be packed Wednesday night, so make a point to get there early, say 7 o'clock, with the best in rock, Sunshine World, and the best price in beer. The Bronco's the only place that makes sense. Take 494 and Highway 5 West to beautiful downtown Chanhassen. The Bronco Bar and two-bit beer, Wednesday nights. John Mayall from the USA Union album, song Deep Blue Sea. Before that, Elvin Bishop and Sunshine Special from the Let It Flow album. The Pointer Sisters with the song River Boulevard, Isn't It a Lovely Day. This is KQRS, AM/FM, Golden Valley, 1 minute until 5 o'clock. Where have all the young girls gone? On Tuesday night, they probably head for the Burnsville Bowl because they're treated right, with a free drink of their choice and a rose. Both guys and gals gather at the bowl to hear the solid sounds of the Great Imposters. So Tuesday may be ladies' night, and that's why the guys are there too.
Burnsville Bowl is big on Tuesdays, just a mile and a half east of 35W on Highway 13 in Burnsville. And it's Gypsy in Concert, Thursday, June 27th at the Burnsville Bowl.
Our Time, a film about a fashionable girls' school in 1955.
Is it true they put saltpeter in our food before every dance to calm us down?
The curriculum ranged from Latin to etiquette, from Shakespeare to field hockey. There were a few things the school didn't teach. That's what this movie is about. Our Time, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. From Warner Brothers.
See Our Time starting Friday at the Skyway 2 Theater, downtown Minneapolis, and the Grandview Theater in St. Paul.
Yes, sir. May I help you?
Say, have you got any bifocal headlights?
I'm sorry, sir. We seem to be fresh out of those.
Don't jive me, man. I heard where Minnesota Auto Specialties is having a super summer sale and car show.
That's right. June 29th through the 30th, every part in stock is on sale. For example, the Sun Super Tex, $39 with mounting cup. Monroe Air Shocks, $44 with line kit. Doug Header is only $59 complete, and XL Distributors, $44. And wheels and tires at fantastic savings.
Hey, you fellas seem to know the value of a dollar.
You bet we do. Remember, if you increase performance, you increase economy. And don't forget, we'll have street rods and race cars displayed Saturday and Sunday. You can vote for your favorite or enter your own car.
Good. I'll enter my modified Hubmobile. All it needs is an oil change. That's it across the street.
Maybe if you kept the oil and changed the car...
Minnesota Auto Specialties, 26th and Hennepin in Minneapolis, and 1455 University in St. Paul.
If you receive a monthly Social Security check, here's a new safeguard, a new convenience from Twin City Federal. It's called a direct deposit plan. With authorization from you, the U.S. government will deposit your Social Security check directly into your Twin City Federal savings account. And the day your check is deposited, Twin City Federal will send you a receipt so that you will always have a record of your account. Also on that day, your check will start earning interest. Think of the convenience. Think of the safety. Think of the extra money you can earn. Even one day's interest is worth your while. The necessary authorization form is available at any Twin City Federal office. Make life a little easier with direct deposit plan for Social Security checks, where the famous twin clocks flash time and temperature. Make this week your week to put pennies back in circulation. Collect them around your house. Turn them into TCF for dimes or quarters. That's the way to ease the penny shortage.
77 degrees now and warmer in the sun. It's been another beautiful day. Tomorrow should be even better. We have a new weather forecast and it looks like this. Fair tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Fair skies Wednesday with a high in the low 80s. And Thursday we'll have a slight chance of an afternoon thunder shower, but still a high in the upper 80s. So good weather for the next couple of days. Federal Judge Miles Lord today ordered a 3-day extension of a filing deadline for Reserve Mining Company to submit a plan for on-land disposal of taconite tailings from its Silver Bay plant. Lord delayed the deadline from Saturday until next Tuesday. The judge ordered Reserve not to submit a plan utilizing the Palisades Creek area, a site unacceptable to Minnesota state officials. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, in staying Lord's April 20th order that resulted in closing the plant, had given Reserve until June 29th to submit a plan for on-land disposal. Negotiations over the weekend between Reserve and the state yielded a tentative area in Lake County, which may be agreeable to both. The taconite dumping sites are near headwaters of the Cloquet, Beaver, and Split Rock Rivers. The closest of the sites is about 12 miles northwest of Beaver Bay, located along Reserve's railroad. The Palisades site is only about 3 miles from the plant, while the state had earlier advanced two acceptable sites about 40 miles inland and near Reserve's Babbitt operation. The state and Reserve Mining agreed at the hearing today in Judge Lord's courtroom that numerous environmental, economic, and technical problems remain in making the Beaver Bay site suitable. The two sides agreed to continue work on evaluating the sites, and Judge Lord extended the deadline 3 days to help them meet it. A proposal to blacklist the Soviet Union for allegedly using slave labor has been defeated by an International Labor Organization conference in Geneva. Delegates debated the controversy for 6 hours, then failed to draw a quorum for a vote on the issue. The Soviet Union denied the charges, which were based on the Soviet use of compulsory labor for so-called parasitical elements. Dissenting countries said they were political opponents of the Soviet government. This marked the first time in the 55-year history of the labor group that a major power was proposed for a special blacklist. 23 other nations were proposed for the list, along with the Soviet Union, including Chile, Greece, and many African countries. The House Judiciary Committee has voted to release almost all the evidence it has gathered in its impeachment inquiry. The exception is classified material dealing with the secret bombing of Cambodia. Democrat Wayne Owens of Utah, who offered the release motion, says the evidence will be made public as soon as physically possible, probably early next week. The material will include evidence turned over to the committee by a federal grand jury that indicted seven former administration and Nixon campaign aides in the aftermath of the Watergate break-in. Owens argued there is an overriding national interest in release of the material, regardless of any potential effect on Watergate trials. Voting to release the material were 16 Democrats and 6 Republicans. 5 Democrats joined 11 Republicans in opposition. The Senate Watergate Committee is studying varying recommendations for its final report. One legal consultant, Dr. Arthur Miller, proposes that it urge Congress to limit a president's application of executive privilege to his official acts only. That would exclude the president's political or purely personal activities or allegations of misconduct. A copy of the Miller report was obtained by the Associated Press. And former presidential aide John Ehrlichman and 3 co-defendants go on trial in federal court in Washington tomorrow in connection with the break-in at the office of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist. That jury trial is expected to last about 1 month. Guru Maharaji's Divine Light Mission is being audited by Colorado state and local agencies. The tax agents are going to decide if purchases ranging from underwear to an ocean-going powerboat were proper under the mission's tax-exempt status as a religious organization. At issue is the purchase of motorcycles and 56 cars and trucks. The fleet includes a Maserati, Rolls-Royce, and 3 Mercedes-Benz autos reserved for the personal use of the 16-year-old spiritual leader. And from Zodiac News, this final story, when it comes to paying parking tickets in New York, the Mafia is keeping its payments current while major corporations are failing to abide by the law. New York City officials recently appointed a special commission to look into the unpaid ticket situation in New York when it was discovered that the city of New York currently carries more than $150 million in unpaid parking tickets on its books. The Parking Violations Bureau, which hands out some 6 million tickets a year, found that nearly half of them are never paid. A computerized study of who is and who is not paying found that the New York Telephone Company owes more than $1,000 in violations, the American Red Cross $7,625, and Consolidated Edison more than $4,000. In the meantime, the computer check also found that New York Mafia boss Carlo Gambino has paid all of his tickets, as had the best known and wealthiest pimps in the city. That story is from Zodiac News. 77 degrees now, tomorrow's high in the low 80s, and Thursday a high in the upper 80s with a slight chance of a Thursday afternoon thundershower. Skies are sunny. It's 9 minutes past 5. That's news. I'm Alan Stone. Gary P. Nunn. Jerry Jeff
Gotta
Walker.
Put myself back in that place again.
London Homesick Blues.
Well, when you're down on your luck and you ain't got a buck, in London you're a goner.
That's Ray Manzarek from the Solar Boats album. And we also heard Jerry Jeff Walker and Gary P. Nunn do London Homesick Blues, and Chris Christopherson with the same old song. It's 23 after 5 o'clock, sunny skies.
If you're a hunt and peck typist, Dayton's can help you leave those slow days behind with their Adventures in Learning typing course for beginners. There's a course for experienced typists, too. Folks that need to brush up on their skills and build up their speed. What's nice is you can schedule your typing classes for whenever you want them. And best yet, your first lesson costs you nothing. So give your typing a whirl. Call Dayton's Adventures in Learning. You'll be amazed.
Call Dayton's Adventures in Learning at 375-4371.
More and more people are driving imported cars. Smaller cars at imports are tailor-made for do-it-yourselfers, and so is 10,000 Auto Parts. 10,000 is almost every part right in stock for Datsun, Toyota, Volkswagen, Mazda, Volvo, and others. In the store or in the 10,000 warehouses. And if by any chance they don't have it, they'll get the part for you. And 10,000 Auto Parts offers this written low price guarantee. Find the same item at a lower price within 30 days of your purchase. Bring in your sales receipt. Tell them where you found it. 10,000 will confirm that price, then refund the difference within 48 hours. 10,000 has the parts you want when you want them for all cars and trucks at the price you want.
Wednesday night, July 3rd, drive over to the North Star Drag Strip in New Brighton and take in the 10,000 Auto All-Pro Series of Drag Racing. Get dollar-off tickets exclusively at any 10,000 Auto Parts store. And Wednesday, July 3rd, some of the pros and their dragsters will be at some of the 10,000 Auto stores. Check the one nearest you.
Enter Grain Belt's Best Things in Life Are Here contest. Over $18,000 in prizes will be awarded. Weekly prizes will be awarded for 8 consecutive weeks. A Lumacraft canoe, complete with electric motor and battery. An Arctic 10-speed bike. Fishing rods and reels. Outdoor cookware. 1 year free film and processing. Become a weekly winner and be eligible for the grand prize drawing. First prize, a fantastic Silverline 19-foot V-Haul, 188 horsepower, Nantucket speedboat and trailer. Second prize, a Kodiak bass fishing boat, complete with 85 horsepower motor and trailer, a Winnebago trailer, a 14-foot Lund sailboat, an RCA XL 100 color television. Enter now. Enter every week in the Grain Belt's Best Things in Life Are Here contest. Details and entry blanks wherever Grain Belt beer is sold.
Where were you in 22? Well, it doesn't make any difference because this new movie takes place in Chicago, 1929, when Italian graffiti was the handwriting on the wall for disorganized crime. Italian graffiti is the picture that asks the question, can a poor boy from Sicily arrive in a crate on a docks in New York and still be taken seriously? But that's your problem. Have we got characters? There's Machine Gun Mandalaya, who plans to be a little scissor and cut himself a piece of the action. There's Lupo Moreno, who if he had another brain would be a halfwit. He's a real public enema. This movie has everything, and if everything is enough for me, it ought to be enough for you. If your belly can't handle a laugh, bring your funny bone. And if you can't bring your funny bone, bring your wife. Nobody will know the difference. Just make a note to see the handwriting on Bug Morano's wall. Italian graffiti, the 20s never roared as loud as you will. At your local theater from KTEL, rated PG.
From the album Before the Flood, Bob Dylan and the band on tour.